chodesh k'chodesh. Every month, we have the amazing opportunity to do the mitzvah of Birchat HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh. I heard a beautiful explanation that just like there's a Kiddushin, and there's so much excitement when you get to get engaged to your wife, that should be our feeling every month. There's a Kiddushin, not just a Birchat HaChodesh, but the minhag is to call it the Kiddush HaChodesh. We're really saying this month is special. This month is really unique. What's it all about? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Bet teaches us that anyone who goes out and does the mitzvah Birchat HaChodesh, it's like greeting the Shekhinah, greeting God's presence. Gevalt. Why is it such a chashuv mitzvah? So, if you ask me to understand Kiddush HaChodesh, you need to go back to the first time we interacted with Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's in Shmot 12:2. Right as the Jewish people are about to leave Egypt, the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, even before matzah, is Birchat HaChodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. God shows Moshe Rabbeinu the moon and says, when it gets to this place, you say this, you're going to sanctify the new month and the new holidays. And okay, we have a set calendar nowadays, but the remnant of this mitzvah of being Mekadosh the Chodesh is when we, the Jewish people, go out at the beginning of the month and we do this Birchat HaChodesh. Now, the Rambam seems to understand, and not just the Rambam and others, that this is a mitzvah to declare the beauty of the universe. And through the moon's beauty, just like when we see a beautiful rainbow, we say, wow, what a beautiful world has been created here. That's our Rambam's way of understanding it. Others seem to understand this as a mitzvah, not just a bracha, a birchat HaShevach, but a mitzvah that we're obligated to do every month. And therefore, it's time-bound. Since it's time-bound, women would not be obligated to do it, which is why women generally aren't makbid to do Birchat HaChodesh. For Kabbalistic reasons, they're not encouraged to do it, even though generally you will encourage women to do time-bound mitzvahs. Although there are Rabbanim like Rav Soloveitchik who would encourage women to do Birchat HaChodesh. Personally, I find that to be very messianic, that nowadays women are being encouraged to do this feminine mitzvah of Birchat HaChodesh. Now, halachically speaking, all you gotta know is that we generally do this minhag between the 4th and 15th day of the month. That's when the moon is at its most beautiful for us Ashkenazim. Whereas Svaradim do it on the 7th month. It's the 4th day, the 7th day of the month and onward. The 4th day and onward, I believe, after the Molad. I could be wrong. It's generally done on Saturday night, because that's when we're in our Shabbos clothing, our beautiful attire. The Gemara already mentions that this mitzvah should be done while standing, so it's supposed to be done in a bechavadik type of way, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful mitzvah. Now, what's it all about? So, like I said, I think the simplest level is that there's hitchadshus, that the new start, there's kiddushin, and that's something that we're declaring with this new month. But perhaps to go on a deeper level, we have to go back to the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samech. And that talks about why the moon is smaller than the sun. The Gemara says that originally the plan was for the sun and the moon to be the same size, two me'orot in the sky. But then the moon complained and said, there can't be two kings. The God said, you know what, you're right. The sun will be big and you'll be small. What's that all about? Perhaps the idea is that the moon thought that to be great, you need to stand out and be the big show like the sun. But the moon had to learn that, like the Jewish people, like David HaMelech, sometimes it's being that small, humble person that's not about making themselves shine bright, but about reflecting the light of the sun, or in our case of the Jewish people, reflecting the light of God. That's what brings out our malchus. That's what makes us shine with that beauty. So for me personally, when we connect to this feminine moon and the feminine cycle, where we're connecting to this feminine idea that we all have a lot of feminine in us, not just females, of that humility in bringing out the best in others and not just making a big show about ourselves. I bless us with a moon dance this Chodesh, where we really embrace new and fresh new start, embrace humility, embrace seeing that Shechina, embrace seeing the beautiful world. I'll just end up with one of my favorite Shlomo Torahs and a nice story. So Shlomo notes that there's a minog to say Shulam Aleichem, three times at the end of the moon dance. Where does this minhag come from? What's it all about? So Shlomo explains beautifully that it should be like after the hitchadshus we feel with greeting the moon, like I've never seen you before. So I say, Shalom Aleichem, wow, I never realized you were so beautiful. Shalom Aleichem, I can't get over the fact that you look so beautiful. That's my Shalom Aleichem Teira from the Heilige of Shlomo Karlbach. Now, my personal story is I've had a lot of great Kiddush Levanos. And no, parenthetically, we are not worshipping the moon. That's, by the way, halachically, why we say Aleinu at the end of the Kiddush Levanos tefillah, why we don't stare at the moon, we just take a little peek at the moon. So that no one gets confused and thinks that we're worshipping the moon, we're worshipping God by noting the beauty of the moon. But in any case, I have had a lot of great Birchat HaChodesh, especially at the end of Yom Kippur. Instead of running to get the food, we dance. We do our Tovo Ma'oros dance. After Tisha B'Av at the Kotel, my friend and I have a minhag to go and do Kiddush HaChodesh, start off the new month right with a lot of joy. And maybe my most memorable Kiddush HaChodesh was just about a month ago. I was visiting a friend in the hospital at Shari Tzedek. And Marv of Shabbos comes, and all the visitors daven Marv in that shul in Shari Tzedek. Marv is nice, but then Kiddush HaChodesh comes. We all find a little porch, find the moon, say our bracha, do our little dance, do our Shalom Aleichems, do our Ta'ivim, dance that somehow has emerged within the Jewish people. Embrace each other. And suddenly this group of random strangers, some more religious, some less religious, are dancing and singing together, celebrating the Jewish people, celebrating the waxing and the waning, the ups and downs of life, the ups and downs of Jewish history, as all part of the beautiful process, celebrating the chance that Hashem gives us every month and every Shabbos and every single day to start afresh and reconnect to us, the Jewish people, and to Him, to God, our Lord. May we have a month of Mamish Malchus, of reflecting God's light into the universe, and Hitchadshus. Good Chodesh, good Chodesh.